This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. And we have some results from the Iowa caucuses, and it's very good news for Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts and Senator John Edwards of North Carolina. With about three-quarters of the caucus results tallied, Kerry is running first with 38%, and Senator John Edwards of North Carolina is second with 32%. Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean was at 18%, and Missouri Congressman Dick Gephardt had 11%. Again, those numbers reflect the tallies reported by about three-quarters of the roughly 2,000 precinct caucuses happening tonight. But those percentages for the candidates have been holding roughly steady from the time early returns began coming in. We don't know yet what the final figures will be, but it's certainly encouraging news for Senators Kerry and Edwards. On CNN's Larry King Live a few moments ago, John Edwards said he's not surprised by tonight's results, given voters' response to what he called his positive message.
The response has been extraordinary, overwhelming, particularly, you know, when you put it in the context of all the other candidates spend much more money. Some of them had union organizations working for them. I mean, basically, we were sort of the little engine that could. I mean, we made this work, and the reason it worked, I think, was the message.
We have several reporters standing by at candidate headquarters in Des Moines, and we go first to NPR's Ken Rudin at the Renaissance Savory Hotel, which is the party location for Senator Edwards. Ken, what's the mood there tonight, please?
Well, they're pretty excited, Melissa. I just spoke to Senator Edwards right after he spoke to Larry King, and he's excited, of course. You know, a lot of people said that this is an organization state, that it's one thing to have a message, but you need to have an organization. He said that's not the point. It was his positive message that made the difference, and he said that the negative campaigns of some of his rivals is what turned off Iowa voters. Earlier, Melissa, we were at a caucus, and again, while it was unanimous that everybody wanted, all the Democrats wanted to defeat President Bush in November, the feeling was they wanted a winner as well. And most of what we got today is from Edwards and Kerry. They see them as winners.
Are you getting a sense of where these new Edwards supporters reflected in this caucus tonight, where they're coming from? Who are these voters?
Well, a lot of these voters decided at the last second. You know, there was a lot of hubbub about Howard Dean early, and of course for good reason, because, you know, he changed the tone of the campaign, his use of the internet. But people in Iowa take their role very, very seriously. They've been doing this since 1972. You remember in 1976, another Southerner came out of here, Jimmy Carter, and he went on to win the nomination. So obviously Edwards is trying to do the same thing. But again, there was a lot. The negative campaign seems to turn off a lot of people. Edwards was always seen as a positive campaigner, and it certainly paid off tonight.
And briefly, Ken, is there an issue that you were hearing among Edwards supporters that made a difference for them?
The issue I heard was that he can win, and that's what they want.
Thanks very much. Ken Rudin with the Edwards Party in Des Moines.